March 20, life's best things. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. Every moment of our life is intensely real. Life is no play. It is charged with awful importance, fraught with eternal responsibilities. When we look upon life from this point of view, we realize our need of divine help. The conviction will be forced upon us that a life without Christ will be a life of utter failure. But if Christ abides with us, we shall live for a purpose. We shall then realize that without the power of God's grace and Spirit, we cannot reach the high standard He has placed before us. There is a divine excellence of character to which we are to attain. In striving to meet the standard of heaven, divine incentives will urge us on. The mind will become balanced, and the restlessness of the soul will be banished in repose in Christ. How often do we come in contact with people who are never happy? They fail of enjoying the contentment and peace that Jesus can give. They profess to be Christians, but they do not comply with the conditions upon which the promise of God is fulfilled. Jesus said, "Come unto me, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. The reason why many are in a state of unrest is that they are not learning in the school of the Master. The submissive, self-sacrificing child of God understands by experience what it is to have the peace of Christ. Life's best things, simplicity, honesty, truthfulness, purity, unsullied integrity, are not to be bought or sold. They are free to the illiterate as to the educated, to the white man as to the black man, to the poor man as to the king upon his throne. In the field of life, we are all sowing seeds. As we sow, so shall we reap. Those who sow self-love, bitterness, jealousy will reap a like harvest. Those who sow unselfish love, kindness, tender thoughtfulness for the feelings of others will reap a precious harvest.